This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Turning household waste into jet fuel is part of the green revolution, and it's got many in the airline industry excited. Chicago-based United Airlines is investing millions in companies to grow the sustainable aviation fuel market, now in its infancy. One of those companies wants to build a biofuel plant near Lake Michigan in Gary, Indiana. But as WBEZ's Michael Puente reports, there's pushback from residents concerned about more industry and pollution in their city.
Lake Michigan has been both boom and bust for Gary since its early days. It's here, just 30 minutes from Chicago, where industrialists built the nation's largest steel mills on pristine dune land in the early 1900s. Thousands arrived to toil in the hot and dangerous blast furnaces of U.S. Steel and others nearby. For decades, Gary prospered. But many of those jobs have long disappeared, along with residents, with urban decay left in its wake. Fulcrum Bioenergy, a California-based company, wants to help change all that by building a biofuel refinery near the lakeshore.
The project itself here in Gary is about a $600 million investment, 130 full-time jobs when operating, average wage of around $30 an hour plus benefits.
That's Flynn Van Awick, Fulcrum's project director. The company declined to be interviewed for this story, but Van Awick spoke before the Gary Common Council in late 2021 on the benefits of the project, including 1,000 construction jobs and $10 million to help Gary tear down blighted buildings. Van Awick said the feedstock for the refinery would be common waste that's processed elsewhere and transported to Gary to be utilized in Fulcrum's gasification process.
Textile paper, cardboard, a bit of soft plastic, that sort of stuff that's in household waste. And by the time we're finished manufacturing it into a feedstock, it looks like fluff or confetti. It's shredded and dried to less than 10% moisture. And that's what we're bringing via enclosed trucks to the facility that we're proposing here in Gary.
Fulcrum says it wants to build in Gary because of the availability of a big industrial site, and it's near large sources of household waste. The company says it doesn't incinerate the waste, and the refinery's effect on air quality in the city would be minimal. Along with United Airlines, other air carriers, oil giant BP, and the U.S. Department of Defense have invested in Fulcrum. The company recently began producing biofuel at its other refinery located near Reno, Nevada, in a desert surrounded by mountains and not much else. The Gary refinery, called Fulcrum Center Point, would be three times the size of the Nevada plant, situated on 75 acres, less than a mile from residential homes, and near the city's airport. There, Fulcrum says it will produce 31 million gallons of low-carbon fuel every year, while at the same time diverting 700,000 tons of garbage from landfills. The company has secured a development agreement with the city of Gary, with the state kicking in millions in financial incentives along with approval of an air permit, despite concerns of toxic emissions.
We don't have a lot of answers. You know, we've got the cart before the horse when it comes to Fulcrum and that decision.
Kimmy Gordon is a member of GARD, short for Gary Advocates for Responsible Development. The group is trying to pressure city and state officials, including the Indiana Department of Environmental Management, to slow the process down on what they say is a not yet proven technology. Indiana is already in the top three in the nation with the most toxic air releases, according to the U.S. EPA.
Adding on top of more and more and making these decisions, and then IDEM coming in so quickly and saying, hey, yeah, you can have an air permit, when they have absolutely no clue what this company is going to come in and emit and how to regulate what it is going to emit.
GARD member Doreen Carey says without financial assistance from the state and city, Fulcrum wouldn't be coming to Gary.
The benefits that are coming to us are not as great as the benefits that are going to them.
Jerome Prince, the mayor of Gary, says he understands the concerns and believes the proposal is a responsible development for the city to bring jobs and increase its tax base. And he says what's going to be produced at the refinery isn't harmful to the environment.
There certainly is healthy skepticism out there, as should be. I'm not a scientist or an engineer, and I can only move forward based on the information that we receive.
Some of that skepticism is also coming from the president of Gary's Common Council. William Godwin voted against the city's agreement with Fulcrum. He got to see, from the outside, the company's plant near Reno.
It's an impressive operation, and they've been working on it for some years, but it's a very different environment. It's in a desert, a very different space than being so close to an urban area that already has a whole lot of other heavy industrial uses.
Godwin says allowing new industry to come into Gary may not be the right thing to turn the city's fortunes around.
When people look at our pollution numbers and the asthma and other respiratory conditions that we have high numbers in, that concerns a lot of folks about whether they want to make Gary and Northwest Indiana home. So we really have to look at how much of this use can we bear.
For Guard member Kimmy Gordon, that question has already been answered.
No, you're not going to keep coming here and doing this to us.
Guard is receiving help in its effort to get Fulcrum's air permit repealed from the Chicago-based Environmental Law and Policy Center and the Conservation Law Center in Bloomington, Indiana. A hearing on the repeal petition is set for this fall. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.